Interview between Oakes Jones and Joseph Cubba, taped at the Federal Penitentiary at Louisville. Do you mind if I ask questions?
No, that's a good way. Yeah.
What were your feelings about Burt Poole, for starters?
Who's Burt Poole?
I'm sorry. The young hippie boy in Nashville, the boy you...
None. Nothing.
If you could think of anything...
He was an asshole.
Really?
I felt that Cubba thought I was trying to draw some kind of half-assed parallel here. I abandoned the topic.
All right. What about Berryman? Tell me what happened.
In actual fact, he got fucked over.
I don't know. You know. Not exactly. Any specifics, you?
He was double-crossed. See, he was in the crowd there.
Hey, why don't you make sure your tape's working?
It is. I can see the thing turning. I'll play it.
Click.
That's me, huh?
I'm always surprised at the way my voice sounds.
It's on.
Yeah. Well, Berryman was in the parking lot. I was watching him when the other kid...
You talking about Burt Poole?
Burt Poole. He opened up right in front of me. Maybe I was a row of people away from him. When it happened, you know, I figured he was working with Berryman. I don't know what I thought. He never hit Jimmy Horn, though. Didn't even know how to hold a gun.
What happened to Horn? Do you know?
Berryman hit him. Shot right through this windbreaker. He had a windbreaker over his arm. Two shots, I figure. Silencer. Psht, psht, .44. Which I don't understand to this day. Neat trick.
You shot Poole, though?
That was just an accident, reflexes. See, I already had my hand on the gun. But when I turned around for Berryman, he's already gone, back in the crowd. I couldn't believe it. Like 10 seconds of the greatest fucking confusion in my life. Everybody's screaming, there's movie cameras all over Horn, he's shivering, keeps kicking the back of his heel into the asphalt like these little kicks. This is 15, 20 seconds, I swear to Christ.
I've seen films, Joe.
Yeah.
What'd you do then? I'll try not to interrupt.
Fuck it, that's okay. After that? Well, I got my bearings, first of all. Then I started to make my way back through the mob. Saw Berryman going into the big market there with this girl. Long hair girl. Tall one. I walked in behind them, both of them, and he's filling up a cart. Actually filling up a fucking grocery cart with fucking steaks and Rice Krispies. This girl's cool. She looks cool, I mean. But I can tell she's nervous. You can tell. She does these little things like brush her hair back too much. Berryman can tell, too. At least something's bothering him. He keeps telling her to shut up. He's so mad he looks like he's blushing or something. Anyway, they get together all these groceries, 2 or 3 bags at least, and then they go outside like it's home to baby.
They left?
Hell no, because outside is this huge traffic jam. They have to sit tight in the car. I sit tight myself. Take a dump I've been holding in for hours. Try to figure out what I should do, please.
Sound of lighter snap. Splice in tape.
Around 4:30, thereabouts, it gets dark and starts to rain like a bitch. The air gets cleaned. I get cooled off. It's terrific. I hop into the drugstore, buy a big black umbrella, stand around outside like Potsy the cop.
Berryman's still stuck?
Of course. He's finally out in an aisle, though. Right up alongside this cyclone fence. Like leaving the drive-in. I go up to the car and bang on the window.
Does he know you?
No, he looks out to see who it is. Opens the window about an inch for me.
Put your window down,
I yell over the rain. It's pounding like hell on the umbrella. Teeming. You can't see shit, it's so gray.
Hey, you know it's pouring rain? He yells.
Something like that. His girlfriend's as cool as ice, though. She's beginning to worry me.
You know your brake lights aren't working, I say.
He smiles, very polite at this point. He's really smooth as silk, I can tell. So when he opens the door about 3 feet, I immediately hit him in the heart. Hey, man, he says. He's dead before I pull the knife. The girl is yelling, but mostly drowned out by rain on the roof and maybe a little thunder.
I slapped her right in the face. "You don't want to wind up in a joint," I tell her. "Jail," I think I said. "You get him the fuck out of here." The girl just about stops crying. She gets something like the hiccoughs.
"You talking about, like, hiccup?"
"Yeah, right."
"What happened then?"
That's the most beautiful part of it. Nothing happened. I waited for the lot to clear out a little. Stood around thinking about his girlfriend, how she's going to handle it, how I'm going to handle the 10 grand. That's what you always think about. Every time.
They should give me a medal, no?